The Portage Health Foundation is focused on doing its part to improve the health of Baraga, Houghton, Keweenaw, and Onondagan counties. Our work is intended to increase access to education, mitigate poverty, reduce hunger and poor nutrition, build safe communities, provide access to support healthy living, support medical research and innovation, and improve physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health and well-being. We invite you to see the work we're doing by signing up for our monthly email newsletter. It's free. You can subscribe by going to phfgive.org.
Welcome once again to Copper Country Today. Good Sunday morning. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Our program is brought to you by the Portage Health Foundation. You can learn more about them at phfgive.org. It is, of course, Memorial Day weekend. It's a weekend that we consider the unofficial start to summer. We get out and we stretch our legs. The weather's gorgeous this weekend, so we're appreciating that. We get to do a lot of fun things with family and friends, but there is a purpose to Memorial Day weekend, and we want to talk about that in the first segment of the program here. It was a few months ago that I had the Houghton County Veteran Service Officer on, and part of our conversation was about the veterans service organizations, the American Legion and the VFW, how important they are to the Copper Country, not only to the veterans who are members and that they serve, but to the entire communities in general, and how they've been struggling in recent years to bring younger members in and keep their membership up. And so I thought on this Memorial Day weekend, we would talk about those organizations. And I welcome in Art Creevy from VFW CLK Post 3900 and David Crowley from American Legion Post 61 in Calumet. We have both of the major organizations in the Copper Country represented. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you for coming in and agreeing to talk about this. Actually, this was Art's suggestion, and I thought it was a great suggestion to talk about it. We're coming into Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk about what that means in a few minutes. Let me talk to you, though, individually first. Get just a little bit of background. Art, maybe just a little thumbnail about your service to our country and what brought you into the VFW.
Well, I was in the Navy for 15 years. I first was able to join the VFW back in 1978. One of my warrant officers was a member of the VFW back then. And as soon as I was eligible, he said, "Hey, you need to join the VFW. It's a good organization."
So he and helped you. Another service person got you into it. So
exactly.
So David, what was your background?
Well, I spent 10 years in the National Guard. I was a commander of the Calumet unit when I got out. Then I did some two-week reserve tours after that for a few years until they just kind of cut those out once the Iraq wars started. So I wasn't able to go to any more after that. But I joined the Guard or the Legion. I can't even remember when it was exactly. In 2016, Gene LaRochelle asked if I wanted to or would be willing to take over as a post commander. And I said yes, and here I am still.
Well, and that answers one of my questions,
right?
Because one of the things we want to talk about is what qualifications you have to be able to join these organizations. You were a member of the reserve,
right?
Basically, you were not a full-time member of the service, but you're still eligible,
right?
And your service certainly still appreciated. So do you have to? Let's talk about a little bit of the difference between the VFW and the Legion. What do you have to do to be in the Legion, David?
Well, any service member, active or retired, or you know anybody who was in for a few years, is eligible if they got out honorably. The foreign wars part is, you know, for people who have been in overseas and things, because there are a number of service people who end up just being stateside or in a non-combat zone, so they're eligible to join the Legion either way.
Does it make a difference how long they were in the service, if they did one term or more?
No, just as long as they're veterans.
All right, there. So a single term qualifies, right. And a single term is appreciated.
Right.
Any service to our country
Definitely.
Is appreciated. And obviously there are those who, you know, like you, are put mm-hmm. in 15 years,
right.
And there are people who have put in an entire career, but even that single term is very much appreciated. Now, the VFW, Art, is that still limited to those who have served overseas?
Right. You have to either have a campaign ribbon, seen hostile fire pay, we're on a submarine, you have a campaign ribbon from Vietnam, or you were in Vietnam and have a Vietnam service ribbon. So there's qualifications that you have to meet to join the VFW. And we've had individuals that wanted to join the VFW but didn't meet the qualifications. And, of course, we always sent them to the American Legion, where if you were a vet, you can join the American Legion.
I'm assuming this includes service in the Middle East in recent years?
Right, especially in Desert Storm, Iraq, Iran.
Afghanistan,
right.
Those who have, even though those weren't necessarily declared wars, they
right.
certainly were as dangerous and as risky as anything that we've ever seen.
Right, so there's eligibility there for those people that served.
Okay, how does somebody find out if they are eligible to join the VFW? Do they just ask?
They can just come with their DD-214, and we can take a look at it, and we can see if the information's on there that qualifies them.
Are there people who are a little reluctant to join these organizations for some reason? Maybe they, like I said, maybe they only served one term and kind of feel they didn't maybe do as much as some others?
Well, the biggest reason I get is that they don't have the time. That's always when I'm trying to recruit somebody.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. I mentioned at the start of the show, these are organizations, with all due respect to you gentlemen, you're my age or older, so I can include myself in this as well. You know, you're graying, and young blood is not coming in. This is not unique to your organizations. We're seeing this with other service organizations. Mm-hmm. The Rotary Club, the Lions Club are having similar problems. Churches are having similar problems at this point.
Volunteer fire departments are having the problem.
Too. Absolutely. Absolutely. I've talked with them over the last years. Art, you mentioned people have the objection of time. Does it take a lot of time to be a member?
Not really. We have a meeting once a month, the second Tuesday of the month at the Calumet Post. Again, it's not mandatory that you make the meetings. Just, and then there's things that we like to do for volunteering in the community. And again, it's you don't have to.
No, so somebody can join, and there are benefits that come along with this. There's support that comes along with this. Both of these organizations, I know, David, have ways by which you can perhaps help members get the full benefits that they're entitled to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have people, especially like in our post up in Calumet, Gene LaRochelle is on the Veterans Board, and he's very much involved in getting information out to people who don't realize that they can get benefits that they could have been getting for years. And so he's done a really good job of getting that out. And there are probably a lot of these younger service people who have no idea what they might be eligible for. And just by getting involved and coming to a meeting once in a while, they can find out that, oh, geez, I could get this.
Yeah, you can
I never
get this.
Knew.
You get that, even if you're on the email list or the
right.
The newsletter list and things like that. And I know, Art, that's one of the frustrations when I've talked with our veteran service officers in the region. They have the same frustration that there are veterans out here who have benefits that are due them that they could take advantage of that they don't have an easy way to reach out to, and they don't apply for these veterans' benefits.
Right.
You've earned these benefits.
Exactly.
Right? And we as a country are eager to provide them to you in exchange for your service. You're not coming in and saying, oh, I want some charity or anything like that. This is something you've earned.
You earned it, right. Yeah. Take advantage of it.
Yeah. Who else can get involved with these posts? I know some posts have auxiliaries. Who's involved in those?
Well, our post has an auxiliary. And again, if you were your uncle, grandfather, husband, whatever was eligible for the VFW, then you're eligible to join the auxiliary.
Okay, so it has to be somebody in a relatively close family,
right,
that would bring you in. David, what about the Legion?
We don't have an auxiliary, so it's just
okay. So
those of us, you know. We do have nowadays, you have male and female members, too.
Of course.
The unit of both posts, because there have been a lot of women lately have been in service. So I know my sister, years ago, when she first got out, she tried to join the Legion, and they were telling her just, she got kind of a runaround from...
Oh, come on.
Right.
Service is service, for heaven's sake.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. This was back in the 70s when, you know, there was more of that culture.
Is there still an image that these are old boys' clubs?
Yes, there's still some of that.
Could be.
Yes.
We do have female members in our
I'd like to see more female members in our post.
Sure, because service, like I said, service is service.
Right.
And if you have served, you are eligible, and we need you to get involved, and we need you to get involved for a few different reasons. This, of course, is a busy time of year for your organizations.
Right.
You have been out, and others in other American Legion posts and VFW posts in the area have been out for the past few weeks putting out those flags in cemeteries. How many flags do you guys put out?
I know hundreds in Lakeview Cemetery. It's amazing. The junior ROTC from Calumet are the main ones who the cadets go out and put the flags up.
Flags out for us, yes.
But a couple of years ago when...
But your organization's coordinate. Oh,
yeah.
They couldn't do it without you.
And we get the flags and order them. But a couple of years ago when COVID was in and the kids weren't able to do it, I went out and helped Mike Farley and Mark Powell up at Calumet. And I was just amazed how many flags we ended up putting out.
Even some of the little cemeteries around. Many years ago, I wanted to cover, I was acting as news director at the time, and I wanted to cover a ceremony, and I wanted to have it for Monday morning news, Memorial Day, so I went to the one in Pequaming. And even the little cemetery in Pequaming, flags all over the place. This is an area that has done more than its part over the last century and a half, sending people to defend our country, isn't it?
Well, if you go in the Coliseum and look at the wall there with the names of the honor roll, it covers about a 10 by 10 foot area, I think, if not bigger.
Well, and you can go to the tiniest places in the Copper Country. I drive every once in a while by the honor roll in Baltic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many people live in Baltic?
Right.
And here's this big honor roll that they have of people from, obviously, when more people lived in Baltic. One of the things that's happening, as we broadcast this on Sunday morning, one of the things that's happening tomorrow at 1 o'clock in Hubble is they are going to be dedicating their new Veterans Memorial there. Something happened to the old one. They took it down to fix it and lost it. Or something like that. And I keep thinking somebody's going to find it in a garage or a storage unit someplace, but it disappeared. Mm-hmm. And they have worked very, very hard to put a new one together and put all of these names back on it. And I talked with somebody who had kind of been involved with the process, and they said, we have veterans who go back to the Civil War. And from this area, we do have veterans that go back to the Civil War. This is an area that has really stepped up when our country has needed people. And I think largely because of that, we're also an area that perhaps values our veterans a little bit more than some areas that I've been associated with in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to our good.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
That is to our good. Because there was a time in our society when we didn't necessarily give veterans, particularly those coming back from Vietnam, the credit and recognition that they were due. And that was very sad. And I think we've rectified that for the most part. Do you think so?
I think so. In the grocery store, if I have my hat on or a shirt on that says, I'm a vet, I get, thank you for your service quite a bit from this area.
Yeah, and years ago, we had a National Guard band come up here from downstate. They came up. They did some concerts. You may remember that. I think they did the Calumet Theater. They did a couple of outdoor concerts. They came up here. I happened to know some of the musicians in the band. I had worked with them in some venues downstate when I lived down there and was active as a musician. And I told them when they came up, I said, this is an area where you will be appreciated more than probably any area that you have ever been. And I went to their final concert, and they came up to me, and they said, you were right. They said, people, I wasn't even in my uniform, and people recognized me from the concert the night before. I stopped at the grocery store, and they came up and thanking me and things like that. And it's a great feeling to know that people who have served are appreciated.
Yes.
So the flags go out, and of course, in the fall, the flags have to come in.
Right.
Because you can't leave them out there all winter. And then, of course, all of the services that are being put together over the next couple of days here, some of them, again, as we broadcast this on Sunday morning, some of them in Baraga County actually take place today. Mm-hmm. Most of them take place tomorrow. The Calumet one, David, since you're here, let's give it a plug for tomorrow.
It's at 11 o'clock in Lakeview Cemetery. We have our state representative, Greg Markkanen, as our speaker.
He's a veteran. Mm-hmm. So,
and after the traditional ceremony that we do, there's a gentleman who donated money to have a marble bench as a Korean War memorial that has been placed in the old Veterans Cemetery part that's going to be dedicated. We're going to have a little ceremony afterward to dedicate that as well, so...
So that'll be a little bit of an extra ceremony there, and we certainly encourage folks to attend these services. You want people there.
Yeah, right. We get, I bet you, at least 200 to 300 people at ours. There's a really good turnout up that way.
Yeah, I often go to the one in Lawrence where I live, and we have a similarly good turnout there, and... hopefully, a lot of people will turn out. We've got, I think, 55 of them or thereabouts posted on our KeweenawReport.com community calendar. Some of the more elaborate ones, such as the one in Calumet, there's one in Mohawk that's quite involved. The Hubble one that I mentioned, where they're going to be dedicating the new monument there. The Lawrence one, the Baraga one. And then there are some that are just relatively brief stops at cemeteries. Mm-hmm. The little cemeteries, Pequaming, Elo, places like that. But it's something that you guys take very seriously is you want to get to all these veterans.
Right. Yes.
Definitely. And it's a good, ours, I know, you know, we have the high school band and we have high school ROTC cadets involved. And you know, I think it's a good thing for them to learn about the traditions of why we do these things.
Absolutely. How important is that ROTC program here in the Copper Country?
Very important.
It teaches these kids so much that you don't get in other kinds of educational settings, you know.
Well, and I've talked with people from the ROTC program, and they have typically stressed to me that this is not a program that you get into only if you're thinking about a military career.
Right.
This is a program that is designed to teach overall good citizenship and good behavior and things of that nature. So would encourage parents and young people, even if you don't think you're necessarily going into the military, ROTC can be a great experience.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they do a lot of, nowadays, especially adventure kind of training and things that get the kids
robotics,
a lot of experience that they're, you know, they're involved in a lot of up-to-date kind of things that they get to experience.
Yeah, we see them, of course, at some of the football games and the basketball games and such. Mm-hmm. When I cover Calumet, every once in a while that color guard will be there. And it's not only great for the audience, it's a great example for the rest of the students.
Right.
To see how the flag should be treated, how it should be presented, and what comes along with all of this. So services coming up then, again, a few of them this afternoon, many of them tomorrow. There are some other affiliated things going on as well. Lake Linden, the Legion there, always puts on a big breakfast on Memorial Day morning, so you can check that out and support them in that direction. Because you guys need money. Nobody's from the government is coming in with big grants to keep you guys going, are they?
No. Most of it is, you know, volunteer. We do different fundraisers throughout the year. Most of our money that comes that we give out to the community or to the veteran all comes from the fundraising that we do. And this area has been very good in helping us in that aspect.
Oh, yeah. When we do our Veterans Day dinner every year, we usually sell tickets at Pat's up in Calumet a couple days, weekends before. And there are a lot of people who say, oh, I can't make that, but they'll put some money in the donation jar. And we've had people put 20s in, just be really happy to help out. Because we do, we support the ROTC, we support the Little League. There are so many different organizations.
Omega House.
Yeah,
is
we
one.
Send things Barbara to
Kettle, Gunlock yeah. Shelter and, is another.
The hospitals in Marquette, the Jacobetti. We try to give them because they depend a lot on donations to buy things for the veterans who are there. And that's the thing about needing people to be members. They don't have to do a lot of work, but you still need to have at least some people who are willing to work on these things. Even just like this cemetery observance, our post is the one that puts it on. And if something were to happen that we could no longer function, that could die if both these organizations, if we didn't have enough people to do these things. And I think everybody knows I'm a big supporter of being involved in the community. And,
I think we know that, yes.
And, to me, that's how you keep your community, by having events and having people in organizations that do these things. Because if you lose your sense of community, that's when your crime rates go up and different things happen.
And we are at risk of that just in general these days. As we see, we watch more national media. We watch things going on nationally. We follow social media. That's becomes kind of a national thing, pop culture and such. We lose track of the things that are going on right in our little communities. And one of the things that has made the Copper Country great for so many years is that we've had these prideful communities.
Right.
Yes.
We take care of our own. We reach out. We support our own. And we're involved in things. And we have these things we do. And as I mentioned, it's not just your organizations that are seeing a fall off here. Mm-hmm. This is being repeated in service organizations and clubs across the area, in churches across the area. We need to get more people involved, and I guess that means, too, we need to get younger people involved.
Right.
What can we do? Are there things being talked about at your organizations as to how you might be able to involve younger people? Because, let's admit, the time thing is a problem these days. If you're a parent, you've got some kids who are in school, they're in this, that, and the other thing. Time is a challenge.
Right. I mean, we've been trying to reach out to the younger vets by Facebook, Instagram, the different social media that they're using nowadays, and trying to reach out that, hey, come take a look. We might have something that would benefit you. And
it doesn't hurt to just try it.
Right.
go to a meeting or two. Are there young people who might just feel a little bit trepidatious because you are all their elders?
It could be.
We do have some younger vets.
And I know some younger people who are involved in veterans organizations. Yeah. But
I think something that's happened to our culture and our society that people are more isolated by the kind of things, the social media and that they just figure, I can communicate with whoever I want to, and I don't, it's like class reunions, some of them are almost becoming extinct. Because they say, oh, I know none of my kids, I think, have gone. Well, my oldest may have gone down to hers in Ohio, but they've said, oh, I can see who I want to see, and I can, you know.
Yeah, it's talking to them on Facebook now. I don't have to see them in person. We have to wrap this up, and I do want to close by issuing an invitation to anybody who is listening who is a veteran to join one of the local VFW or American Legion posts. I think that's all we have here. There was an AMVETS organization down in Covington years ago. I don't know that that's still functioning. Of course, the Marine Corps League has a chapter here that meets as well. But reach out and become involved, because what these organizations do for veterans and what they do for our communities is really, really important. And we need to keep these organizations going. Art Creevy and David Crowley, thank you so much for joining me on the program.
Thank you.
Thanks.